Did you just sync it up? Well, there's your microphone.
Okay, now we...
Dude, we're doing... Oh my gosh.
What?
It's actually happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Monday Mass with Chris Cote.
And my name is Todd.
Todd Richards, ladies and gentlemen.
And we are here.
Surf, skate, snow, nerd, people out there. This is April 2nd, 2019.
What'd you do for April Fool's Day?
Oh, I got some good people.
Do you want to hear what I did first?
You get me. You let me know about yours.
So my daughter's really into it. Like, okay. She's a hyper April Fool's Day. And like, so we heard rustling, you know, on Sunday night.
That around, she was like, going
to
do stuff.
Well, no. Like, we went to bed. My wife and I went to bed. And we heard like some...
I want to hear more about
that. That was an April Fool's.
Sorry.
That was a whole other
April Fool's.
So my daughter is up at like midnight, like rustling around in like the bedroom and the and, like, we can hear her and we know something's up because she's super down with it. So we wake up in the morning and she's like done this elaborate prank where you open the bathroom door and it like pops a balloon and then all this other crazy shit with like this Halloween skeleton. She put it in the backseat of my son's car, like, and strapped it in, and he didn't notice.
So she got the whole family.
She was into it. Okay. And so she got me what she did, the trick where you fill up a jar with water and you flip it over real quick
and put it on the table.
You put it on the table and the suction. Okay. But, and so I didn't notice it when I came upstairs and was like, God, these kids just leave a mess in the kitchen. And I throw my computer down on my phone and just pick up the jar and it just whoosh, sloshes all over my computer. This is at like 6 a.m. So she got us pretty good. So what I did was I saran wrapped the toilet.
Okay.
Can you ever do that? I had never.
Tight, so tightly,
yes,
over toilet.
I had never done it before. Never done it before. Didn't even really know it would work. My God, it works. So it
so,
didn't.
Hey, when you say it works.
Okay, wait. Let me. I'm building here. This, I'm away, we're cresting
you're
the wave of the story.
You're weaving a tale. Okay.
So it didn't work on my daughter. She figured it out.
She saw it.
My son, who is a little bit more flaky in the head department.
Right.
Comes, like, it did, he didn't, apparently he didn't use his bathroom at all yesterday until about 9 o'clock last night. So I'm like downstairs watching something on Netflix and all of a sudden I hear this, oh, what the fuck? Like, from upstairs. And lo and behold, he had gone for a full pee pee and just sprayed pee all over the bathroom, which I thought was hilarious. My wife didn't think it was so funny.
Because who had to clean up his pee?
I had to clean it up.
But so it was... for 17 years, you've been cleaning up pee.
Well, yeah. If you want your house not to smell like a gym locker room, you got to like put some maintenance in.
Well, you got to not put saran wrap over the toilet.
It was super funny though. But
I'm gonna do that to my
daughter. Got him super good with the skeleton in the back seat of his car because when he went to back, he like drove to school and he's always late for school. Drove to school. Parks and goes to like reverse into the parking spot and looks over his shoulder and there's this yeah, like, bah! So that was pretty cool.
That's amazing.
So what did you do?
I got my mom pretty good. I called her really early and I said, can you go out into the street and see if Carolyn, my girlfriend, can you see if she's sleeping in her car?
What?
And she goes, what? My mom's like, what are you talking about? I go, she was drinking at the beach all day. She came home, it was late. And I didn't even say anything. All I said, you know, I was like, how was your day? And she freaked out. And she came at me with a pair of scissors. She tried to stab me with scissors. So I called the cops.
Good God.
The cops came. And my mom's going,
fuck.
Oh, my God. And so I said, Mom, go outside and just see if she's in her car. If she's in her car, I got to call the police. And so my mom went outside. And she said, I don't see her car. And I started laughing. And I didn't pre-warn my girlfriend that I made up all these things about her to my friends. So my mom was yelling at me from across the street. And then I did this project with Ivy Miller yesterday. We did this video thing and we did it in LA, and halfway up I called her and I said, Ivy, have they called you? And she goes, who? And I said, the producers, have they called you? Because apparently there was a terrorist attack yesterday. They blew up the Santa Monica Pier. The whole town is shut down. You can't get in or out of Santa Monica. She's like, oh my gosh. I go, yeah, you know, and at first they thought it was Al-Qaeda, but it turns out it was these surf gangs. Malibu versus Venice. It's this long running beef that like a lot of people didn't know about. And
she's buying this.
I had her so good. I had her pull off the freeway to potentially turn around and come home. I got her good. That was just a couple of them. I was doing them all day. I started at 5 in the morning.
She's a pretty jokey girl.
She's really good at telling jokes.
But like where?
She's gullible.
Really?
She's gullible.
That's a pretty hard one to swallow.
She said she's gullible.
You're kind of a dick for making your mom think that you were almost stabbed. Like, that's fucking weird, dude. That's some weird shit.
Well, it's at this point, because I've been doing this hard for so long.
Kids, you're not going to believe this. Your mom has died.
None of my friends will even pick up the phone or answer a text from me on April Fool's Day. I didn't text you because I knew you would know. That's why I give some people like a year off.
I feel like this and Halloween are like your two big ones.
Oh, these are my big ones. Got big ones, Todd. So happy April Fool's Day, everybody. Hopefully you got somewhere they got you.
Day after, if you're still doing April Fool's shit, fuck you.
Well, it's one day. It's only one day. What if it's already over? It's over around the world.
Yeah, we're done now.
All right, the Monday Mass with Chris Cote and Todd Richards is presented by Active Skin Repair. Todd, I literally used Active Skin Repair 5 times this weekend. My chick burned herself on a cast iron pan, blistered both sides of her fingers. I used the gel. My son got super sunburnt right above his back. The only place I didn't put sunblock, right above his back, super sunburnt. I sprayed Active Skin Repair on there.
This stuff?
Yeah, the gel.
You want to know what's in it?
Watch this. Look.
What?
Spray it in your mouth. Spray it in your mouth.
No, here. Let's do it.
Do it.
I'm going to burn you just a little bit.
Now. Now watch. This is a little known fact. Look. Try it.
Dude, I don't know about that.
There's nothing in it that can harm you. Yeah, so my son got a hole in his foot. So it was an Active Skin Repair type of weekend. And I think as summer comes around, we're going to be seeing a lot more Active Skin Repair types of weekends. Spray it in your mouth.
No, Chris, you have nobody watching on yours.
Well, mine's
going to
be up.
13 people.
Mine's going to be up in for perpetuity, forever.
I feel like we're catering to these 13 people.
No, we're catering to the podcast.
Oh, okay. So
this is secondary.
But you can put this up. So you'd be able to put this up?
I'm going to put this up.
Okay.
Also want to say thank you to NanoCraft CBD. This is the...
Which one's that one?
This is the daytime. We got the daytime. We got... I put the daytime right in my coffee. And then, of course, the full spectrum.
The daytime kind of spracks me out.
You got spracked?
Yeah. I think it's like the... I don't know if it's the caffeine under the tongue. But it kind of makes me like...
I just put some in my coffee and let it kind of dilute itself throughout the morning.
Okay.
And it fires me up.
All right, let's talk about interesting shit.
Well, hold on. These are people that paid good money and produce great products like this to be presenting sponsors of our podcast. If you go to nanocraftcbd.com, put MASS15, you get 15% off. So you can get that. K2 Snow. It's been a huge winter for K2 Snow. Thank you for your support, K2. They've got some incredible snow surf boots that people have been loving. The K2 TT snow surf boots, which we'll get into in snow news. Still winter. We'll get there. And also @ride_list. @ride_list. Todd, right now is probably the best time ever to buy snow stuff from Ride List.
It's like going to Target the day after Christmas.
Straight up.
You will get some good deals.
Like this is where people put stuff up on Ride List and just kind of go, you know what? I need to clear this stuff out. And especially pros who always get the newest stuff every winter, this is when you need to get the good stuff.
This is also when you can like wheel and deal with like your people that shape your surfboards.
There you go.
Like, you know.
Summer quivers.
Got some gear. I know. You'll be thinking about this next year. Can you organize barters like that on the Ride List?
I'm sure. You can message each other.
There you go.
I'll trade you this surfboard for your snowboard. Everybody's happy.
Because surfboards are the hardest ones to get.
Yeah. And sell, I would say. It's hard to sell a board.
I guess, because they're custom.
Yeah. Somewhere. Custom made, like a glove.
All right,
let's get into surf news. Surf news presented by NanoCraft CBD. As we said, NanoCraft Day. Let's get psyched. Because the 2019 WSL season preview video got me fired up this morning. The Quik Pro and the Boost Mobile Pro could start today, tomorrow.
Did you say Boost Mobile
Pro? Yeah. That's the women's event.
Boost Mobile's back.
Boost Mobile Pro.
Actually, I don't think they ever went away in Australia.
No, because in Australia, as you know, the wireless system is
caveman
prehistoric.
Why is that?
I have no idea. The internet is... I swear I've had better internet, like, on a beach, on a far-flung island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean...
I've heard that a lot from like a lot of people saying that the Wi-Fi there is just atrocious.
Last time I was there, I remember this so clearly because I was with my brother and we were trying to upload stuff on transworldsurf.com or something. Or we were trying to upload stuff on something. And the hotel we were at, you get these tickets. And every time you have to upload a photo or upload anything, you have to enter this ticket number. But there's only so many megabytes you could use. And it was seriously like it was 1991 and the internet had just been invented.
What? Okay.
It's crazy.
What? Why?
You get better internet like in a slum, you know, in the middle of an African nation or Egypt.
If you are listening and you have any information on this, can you please just...
Is it the ozone layer?
I don't know. Like, why? I don't understand how that's even possible these days.
I don't know. Everything else about Australia is amazing, except for the spiders. Spiders and the internet. Those are my two problems with Australia. Everything else about Australia is awesome.
How big are the spiders in Australia?
Oh, they're huge.
What's
they're deadly.
What's the funnel web? Is that the funnel one that kills
web,
you?
Redback.
Really?
Funnel web,
there's multiple
redback.
Deadly ones.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, are they like in and around like where you would go surfing?
Yes.
Really?
And, you know, if you leave your trunks... Don't cut through the bushes. If you leave your trunks outside, your wetsuit outside, I mean, they'll climb in there. I believe it's the funnel web that is very aggressive, and it can bite through a boot.
Wah-bah. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Bite through a boot?
It'll bite through a boot. Vaughn Blakey told me that. Mate.
Bite through a fucking boot?
Bite right through your boot. That was a bad Australian accent. But, yeah, don't... The spiders in Australia, they'll kill you. And the worst part about this is somebody told me before my first trip to Australia that these spiders sometimes like to hide under the toilet seat. Mm-hmm. So when you dangle those things, when you dangle those things, it's just like a target.
Do they, though?
I mean, I've never seen it under a toilet.
I mean, like,
I'm sure
spiders have like eight legs. So if it was like...
Okay. Later.
That would suck. Anyway.
In good news, though.
Spiders are not rad. I don't like them that much.
The WSL season, championship tour season, is about to start. Word has it, rumor has it, that the first event could be moved from Snapper Rocks to Duranbaugh, which would be the backup spot, which is like a little amphitheater, perfect wedge. I'm talking wedge takeoff, snap, and then ramp.
I mean,
this is a high performance.
The sand is jacked. Is that right?
The sand is not apparently super good at Snapper. And they can try. They can manufacture sandbanks. But the backup spot is Duranbaugh, which...
How far away is that? Give people that don't know how far.
So it's basically like a giant headland, right? On one side of the headland, you have Snapper Rocks and Rainbow Bay, you know, all those waves... the right point.
South.
And then
south?
Yeah. And then there's kind of like I don't know, 300 or 400 yards of just kind of a wild vertical cliff area that waves hit. And then right around the corner is Duranbaugh, which is over the hill. Basically if you walk 200 yards, two football fields, over a hill.
Through spider infested territory.
Probably a bunch of spiders there. But D-Baw is a perfect wedge. You can get barreled on the takeoff, snap, and then do giant airs. I mean, it's one of those. It's an air wedge.
All right. So
does that change your fantasy and or pick for winner?
No, because I think that the guys that are in the top running, I think that, you know, any of the Brazilians are going to do well in wedgy, crappy beach break. I mean, you said it's good. So
it's good. Yeah, it's not.
So they're going to do their good there because that's what they grew up riding. And then, I mean, Julian's won last year and he's gnarly on everything.
Basically, if you go to the Gold Coast, if you're in Coolangatta during this time frame, the top pros from everywhere in the world either surf Snapper or Duranbaugh. So if Snapper's not good, you go to D-Baugh and you have the craziest expression session you've ever seen. So I feel like now it's going probably into guys that are more maneuver based. Again, to your point, the top five, top ten are going to be probably the same. But this could be a little bit more difficult for kind of the smoother, you know, like the Connor Coffins, the guys that really shine in long, perfect waves. But again, everybody is so good on tour that it's really hard to find an advantage or disadvantage.
Itchelo is looking really good. I've seen his like little hype up clips.
Yeah.
He's looking psychotically good right now.
I mean, I really liked what I'm sure a lot of people saw was his like power slide reverse thing. That was cool, but
why was everyone asking what is this trick?
Because people are fucking with us.
But I don't know if they like it just doesn't even seem like it's a
reverse. It's a frontside reverse.
Yeah, it's like a wrap and you kind of spin around. It's a fucking wrap.
I just think the Italo hype, which is real.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
But in the same token, like, people are legitimately like, what do you call this? And it's like it's been done for like 20, 30 years.
And you know what? This is a perfect segue. I had an epiphany in my restroom, in my bathroom. So I have a...
Wouldn't that be an epiphany?
I have a giant picture...
Of yourself?
Of Dibby Fletcher painted of Christian Fletcher doing a stalefish, right?
Okay.
Christian Fletcher, the godfather of aerial surfing, guy that pretty much normalized it. He started doing a lot of variances on grabs, right?
Was he the first guy that did stalefish?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
And then, of course, everybody starts doing different grabs, and... No question. The grabs these guys are doing, people are calling, mute grab, stalefish, slob, whatever. So if the inventors of modern aerial surfing, Christian Fletcher, you know, Rap Boy, even guys like Cremo, Justin Madison, you know, guys that really guys that really took air surfing into the future, right? They named... their grabs after skate grabs, as it should be. So why does that stop? Why do people stop after grabs and then start making up their own things for rotations?
We've talked about this a lot.
But this is a new theory.
This is kind of the same theory.
If we call grabs the same as we call skate grabs, we need to call spins the same as we call skate spins.
I feel like we're talking to a wall. Like, this is crazy.
We can't stop. We cannot stop.
This is some crazy shit.
Some people out there still don't believe us.
But it's like, okay, well, you see Italo do like the, basically, like a Burt revert.
Yeah. Well, it's, yeah, I called it a power slide frontside reverse to spice it up a little bit.
But literally, it's like a Bertelmann slide reverse. Yeah.
It's right? Cool.
Yeah, whatever.
It's definitely cool. I like that he gets
I want to do flare. It. I mean, I've never seen anyone do it that, like,
that sparky,
like controlled and kind of like slow up on top and then like,
yeah, he's got a hammer of a whip,
yep,
or a whip for a hammer.
It's those thighs.
We got a couple new wild cards coming into the fray. Reef Hazelwood and Isabella Nichols for the men and women. Those are the two trials winners going into the main event. And junior world champion Mateus Hurdy was announced as a pre-selected Quicksilver wild card. That kid's gnarly. And he is going to be gnarly at D-Ba.
What's his deal?
His forte. He's kind of like he's got, let's say, a little kind of Chloe Andino-ish style. Super fast, really gnarly in the air, hyper consistent, lands everything. And he is fired up. This kid's gnarly. Like, he could do damage. But, of course, when you're a wild card, you have to go up against the top seeds. So that's always scary. I think he's going up against Medina or something. But the other event that's happening, besides the Boost Mobile Pro and besides the Quick Pro, the Red Bull Airborne Series featuring 18 surfers, some from the CT, some air surfers, Chippa Wilson and the like. Mm-hmm. They will be also surfing at Durambo, most likely. Somewhere during this window.
You know, I kind of like to see, like,
talking to that microphone.
What?
There you go.
Why?
Just because
you can't hear me?
I like it.
So
I like your voice.
I was talking to Josh Kerr.
Kerr?
A little bit ago.
Yeah.
And like, how soon do you think that we're gonna see, like this be the Red Bull Air Show, Airborne, be like, okay, well, all the heavy dudes have to do it. Like, you know, Italo is confirmed to do it. Like, when will you see all of a sudden Julian be like, okay, I need to do it, or Gabriel Medina be like, I have to do it. You know what I mean? Like, when
are they going to be?
Yeah, know, like, when is, like, I mean,
I think if there's enough prize money on the line, to
do
be
you think
honest,
it's prize money? I kind of think that this event, like, I think Josh has tapped into something that could be beyond prize money, because it's eventually it's going to be like the Red Bull Airborne is going to be, these are the gnarliest, most technical aerial,
so right,
display of aerial surfing. Doesn't matter what the prize money is. If you want to be considered,
you want to change the game,
a hot shot,
yeah,
you got to do it.
I think,
do you think that do you kind of see that?
Well, yeah, and I think a lot of times too, like, these guys are so focused. Let's say the top five guys, the guys really fighting for world titles, are so focused on each and every heat, each and every event, that this becomes a secondary thing for them, something they would do just for fun.
Like, if it's a shitty day.
Yeah, it's like, okay, the contest is off. They have this invite to surf the Airborne, and they know they're that good. To me, the big question is, and this is going to be up to Chippa, Matt Miola, Eitan Osborne, and the crew, you guys need to beat the Championship Tour guys.
Yeah.
Because the Championship Tour guys, they're getting their cake and they're eating it too. You know, they can compete and get nines and eights and heats and win contests, and then they can come and compete in your contest, the Red Bull Airborne, and win that too. You have to show them that there's a reason why you don't have to put on a jersey. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to, if you're going to be invited into Airborne, you have to beat the Championship Tour guys to prove that there is a distinction,
well,
and a difference.
There you go.
So that's the challenge to the Red Bull
the
Airborne
gauntlet
surfers.
The gauntlet is thrown down.
We just threw a gauntlet across the ocean. Todd, have you ever surfed in Lake Tahoe?
Lake Tahoe. No, but I do. I've seen it. I know people that do.
What's it like? Because I saw photos of it, and
like,
it looked interesting.
Super short interval wind swell, but I guess here's the way that it has to kind of set up, is a storm has to blow in on the southern part of the lake and kind of like go by Kirkwood, I guess, and like really create wind on that side of the lake in particular. It has to be like an isolated front, and then it sends the fetch across the lake, and it kind of cleans up when it comes into the little harbor that's by King's Beach, maybe? But I know like Jeremy Jones... he's kind of like, they watch it. There's like a pretty dedicated,
there's a crew,
yeah, there's a dedicated crew that surfs it.
So how much is Lake Tahoe, this is going to sound ridiculous and very probably kind of stupid, is Lake Tahoe size-wise comparable to the Great Lakes?
No.
How big is Lake Tahoe?
It's a big lake, but it's not like great. The Great Lakes are great.
They're great.
Yeah.
They're great.
They're really
there's
great.
A reason why they call it great. Lake Tahoe is good.
There's
not,
enough, not
great.
I don't think there's enough distance between the end of the lake and where the waves break on the north side of the lake in order for the fetch to clean up. It's super tight interval.
It's a fun novelty.
It's novelty. I don't even know if it's fun. I mean, I've seen waves.
It looks cold.
I've seen people surfing the waves and it's like head high, but like 2 second interval.
Right, like a egg, a longboard or something. Just for fun, just say I surf late.
Right,
time.
But it's not like the Great Lakes where you see like clean lines.
Can be great.
Yeah.
Can you surf the Mammoth Lake? The lake in Mammoth.
Crowley Lake?
I think.
No.
I think somebody surfed Mammoth Lake.
Lake Crowley? What
Mammoth? Mr. Crowley!
When you say, are you talking about like Topaz Lake? Like what?
I think I'm thinking of Lake Tahoe.
You're retarded.
I take it back. Okay, well, there's been some epic video drops the past couple days. Jacob, Zeke, a.k.a. Zeke Zekeli, Rampage. This is a throwback. Kids doing airs. He's got footage of him dancing in a club, doing wheelies on a dirt bike, donuts in his truck.
Oh, yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Zeke is sick. And it's funny because this is not a caricature of himself. This is just how he is. He is a lover of life, and he is just always fired up. And
he rips. Is he a tear devil?
I would say he's a modern-day tear devil.
That's sick.
So you should watch Rampage. There's a bunch of people that do introductions. I did one of his introductions. I called him a SoundCloud rap ass listening to Air Wizard or something.
Where is he from?
La Jolla.
He's from La Jolla.
Yeah. Rusty Rider. Taylor Knox speaks very highly of him. Skip McCullough, down the list. Brock Crouch is in there saying that he is an inspiration to Brock.
Wow.
And yeah, it's pretty, it's rad. It's just like I said, it's a throwback, kind of like 90s style punk. It's not punk, right? It's like Muse. Run, I don't love the band. Like
run,
I don't.
Like Run Man video, sort of?
No, more of kind of the rap video style. You know, he's like dancing with chicks, trucks and stuff, and it shouldn't work, but it does because he's down. He's real with us. Right. You know what I'm saying? I was just about a bag on Muse. I don't love the band Muse, but it works for this video. Mikey Wright, Dust.
I haven't seen it yet. Is it good?
It's mental. It's fire.
Is it Mikey just?
Can you grab this book for me?
What?
This is kind of cool, and I've been trying to write a book.
You wrote
for
this
10 years
in the backseat of a stranger's car.
It is not easy. And an old friend
in the seat of a stranger's car.
So yeah, this is an old friend, and this was he was a former editor of Surfing Magazine. You can see it right here. This is a book called
"Show Him the Picture."
In the Seat of a Stranger's Car by Bo Flemister.
If you're watching video, this is now, and you will see an image.
This is Bo Flemister. He is a former editor at Surfing Magazine and a ripping surfer himself. I've worked with him a couple times. This is a novel about his, well, I should say.
Can I read the summary?
Yeah, read the summary for us.
In the Seat of a Stranger's Car is a vibrant comedy that looks under the hood at the entourage of working class misfits you leave your car with every day.
Valet Parkers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Set in the bubbling ethnic melting pot of Hawaii by day, the pseudo-intellectual protagonist is a struggling writer who teaches at a renowned prep school by night. He's a full-time valet surrounded by a lewd yet lovable cast of coworkers who challenge his misplaced sense of entitlement.
I like it.
It sounds like it could be a movie.
Maybe it will be. Congratulations, Bo Flemister. I'm going to start reading that.
Has there been any
now?
You know, I don't really think there's been. Has there been valet comedies?
There has to be, but
it seems
I don't
like
remember.
A really, like that seems like a really good.
It's rife for humor.
Set for humor.
I'm excited.
Remember,
what was that one?
What was that one movie about waiters? Was it called Waiters?
Waiting.
Is it called Waiting?
There was a.
It was like really funny about like wait staff at a restaurant and like.
Oh, there was a series on I want to say Stars. About these caterers. It was so funny. I don't remember the title. It helps no one.
I'm just saying that, like, I think it's pretty fun. Like a valet.
Let's read that together. That could be the Monday Mass
Will
book club.
Will you read it to me?
Yeah, I'll read it to you later. Oh, guess what?
What happened now?
Electric Acid Surfboard Test 2019 Take 2 from Stab featuring Stephanie Gilmore.
Ooh.
Now, of course, you and I are huge Dane Reynolds fans, but I'm very excited to see what Stephanie Gilmore is going to do on all these weird crafts.
I might be a bigger Stephanie Gilmore fan than Dane Reynolds these days.
So if you had a choice, you get a one-week surf trip. Steph Gilmore, Dane Reynolds, who you bringing?
Steph.
And what's your wife going to say about this? Just you and Steph. She's cool with it.
Oh, I'm alone with Steph?
Just you two.
Oh.
Is that your car?
No.
Dude, that's... Is that going to ruin the show?
No, it just adds to it.
We're in the city, people.
We're in the hood.
We're excited to
see. There's a car being stolen right now.
I hope it's not my car. Let me see.
Is that your car?
No. Wow. Well, speaking of that, do you watch JOB vlogs?
What?
Oh, you're getting down to the music.
No,
thank you for turning
that. Wait, which JOB? Was this the JOB vlog where he surfs the Waimea Rivermouth?
That was crazy.
45th time?
No. So, well.
That's
the
getting old.
One
it's getting old.
Was JOB?
It's getting old.
Surfing 15-foot Waimea shorebreak.
I liked that.
That was gnarly.
I'm kind of over the whole surfing the Waimea Rivermouth.
Okay.
It's cool.
But in the new one, he puts tons of X-lax in Poopy's thing. It's funny.
That's good.
So, and
really?
He also broke the world record for 360s at Pipeline.
Let's just go back. So where did he, where, what was Poopy doing with the X-Lax?
He put it in a smoothie and gave it to him. They filmed him.
How long did he last?
All day. In the afternoon, things got muddy, let's say. It's pretty funny.
Really?
It's kind of a classic.
Like Poo-Kano?
No, like he was in the bathroom. He didn't know that they did it to him.
So he was just like,
They spiked his smoothie. And they thought Poopies thought JOB was just being nice by making him a smoothie, but That will tell you if J.O.B. is being nice to you, he's messing
with
you.
Who was that friend in your group that like would always be on the mess with you? Like you, it's. Were you that guy?
Yeah, I was probably one of those.
You know, like that. You always like whatever you're doing is suspect. Here, do you want one of these?
I was known when I was a kid. I was known as Eddie Haskell to a lot of my friends' parents they knew I was so nice
just
and polite in person.
99.9% of our audience.
Eddie Haskell was a character on Leave It to Beaver that was super nice to the parents, overly nice, and the parents knew that this kid was there was something going on because he was. I was obviously a smartass, and I'd say thank you and please and ma'am and sir. And I was maybe a little over. I meant it.
You were very saccharine.
But they knew that I had a devious. I was never like hurtful though.
Do you remember the Pucano from the? I recently rewatched the Jackass video where the opening scene is Dave England,
Pucano
on his back, and they make like the model of a volcano out of his butt, and he shoots poo out of his butt. It's friggin' brilliant.
I feel like
those movies, you got to watch them again, dude. It's
Big Brother movies and
Jackass
movies
are out of control funny.
And CKY movies.
I can't believe I saw that in the theater with my wife.
Date night.
We date nighted to, I think, the second Jackass.
You would make out during the Pucano?
No. But we see
before
we,
or after.
We knew Dave England from a previous life. So to see him on screen, like.
He was a normal guy.
Well, no, he's never normal.
He was not a normal guy.
He was always kind of weird. But, you know, to see him being able to tap his talents.
I like that.
What else?
Okay.
What?
Can you...
Do we have to pick up a prop?
Yeah.
This board?
This board.
All right, hold on.
This one.
You got it? You're going to bang into... Oh, God.
This is a...
Oh.
This is a surfboard that I just... Did a board. I've been doing board reviews on my Instagram. Very simple. Some would say pointless board reviews, but this thing is a gem.
This is
the Pizel.
Let me see.
The Shadow.
What is okay?
Pizel the Shadow. You have to go to my Instagram to really get my keen insight.
Give me three things about it that are great.
Okay, so this is a 5'9". That's about an inch or two longer than my standard shortboard, which kind of sketched me out at first, but the initial under the arm test was an absolute treat.
It's poly?
I put it under my arm. Yeah, this is the classic polyurethane vibe. I believe Arctic foam on this board. And I'll tell you, John Pizel is masterful. This is a guy that basically invented hidden volume. And I'm talking about right here. Right where your chest goes.
It's like skinny jeans.
It's just, I mean, it's like a, you just get into waves so easy. And then once you get into them, the hidden volume up front really allows.
What do you do to hide your volume?
Just tape, duct tape and stuff.
I think this board looks good. It does, like it's nice
it's
and
insane.
Wide under your chest and pulled in the tail, and
that's right.
I don't know, they all look the same.
I have a video or two up there on my Instagram writing this board, but highly recommended. It's kind of a bridge, right? You've got your groveler, your good wave board. This is the board in the middle, and that's why I like it.
So like the flyer.
It's a little.
It's weird.
It's
that
a
we,
little like speedy.
It's weird that we
say.
Use the. I mean, that is like a. Why do we do that? Why do we reference the flyer always like as like the?
Well, I was gonna. Oh, now it's dinged.
It looks good though.
It's great. Thank you, Pizel.
I just
I told him I was giving it back. I'm not giving it back.
I painted a surfboard this morning.
Yeah, what's up?
So.
Todd. Just for reference, Todd came in to Mass HQ kind of defeated, sad looking, and he had paint all over him. Why? What was going on?
I went to chemistry. That's my surfboard hookup.
You got a new chemistry.
I got a new chemistry. So we're going to Mexico on Friday. Today's Tuesday. And Bennett's going to
rush you aboard.
He's going to rush me aboard by Friday. And I always like to do my own art on my boards. And so I went in there.
Because you're an artist, a professional artist.
Well, I just like something on the boards. Like, I don't know, a white board. Just, they turn yellow. So I kind of like just like.
A little.
I like to throw a little cinnamon in there.
Okay.
So
So is this a blank or?
No, it's like it's a foam. Like they haven't glassed it yet.
Okay.
It's hot. It's
been shaped.
Right.
But not glassed.
Right. So Jason's like, okay, here you go.
So this is permanent if you paint on this. Yeah. You're not getting, you paint, it stays.
So I show up and I bring my paints and I get in there and this is the way it always,
have a little,
this is the way it always starts. No, I bring like a whole box of like, I have like art supplies. It's pretty funny. Like, can I roll in there?
Your little art kit.
I bring my art kit and I get,
he's got his little
that, I asked you if you wanted to come with me.
Art kit.
So I went and painted the board. Sometimes it doesn't look good. I don't know. Things change when they get glassed. Like anytime a board gets glassed and the logos go on there, it can completely change things.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
But I did leave there kind of feeling like, when you encourage like your kids when they're little, yeah, go ahead and paint on my surfboard, and you're like,
just blow it.
God, this thing sucks.
So like on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard do you think you blew it? We don't know yet.
Right now?
7.
Like it's 8.
And
I mean, it's going to surf super good. I know that. But like, you know, and like,
I've had boards with a bad airbrush.
So I try to. OK, so Jason's like, why don't you just use the airbrush to paint the rails? Usually I hand paint the rails because I kind of like them to be messy. But
little jagged rails,
I like black rails. Okay. He's like, just use the airbrush. I'm like, OK, that seems super easy. So I go and I put the airbrush on.
Do you have a picture of it?
No, I refuse to. But I kind of went that. The airbrush got aggressive in one part. It's just
so that's the thing about painting is you need to know when to say when and when to just step away.
Okay, well I tried to fix it.
That's what happened. And you kept going.
So I'll
and you were sliding down an art slope.
I'll post a picture of it. I mean it could be,
could
it,
be good.
Once the logos are on there and maybe I put a sticker on there or something, it'll look better.
It could be good.
It could look punk, like I don't know, like rah, fuck you.
Like I don't care.
I'll put my low tide traction pad on there and be like, fuck off.
All right.
Maybe.
Looking forward to it. That'll be next week.
Could also look like hot dog shit.
Hey, there's always spray paint to fix.
There's always the ride list.
There's always a ride list. Well,
what else?
Surf news. I think that's plenty of surf news. No, we're not done. Because guess what?
What?
Skate news.
Okay, let's
go. And I got you a gift.
You did. I know.
Skate News is presented by Quincy Woodwrights.
Wait, and the Folklore Project. And what do you got? I got a reissue Jason Lee Cat in the Hat board.
8 1/4.
8 1/4 for me.
And that's that Michigan Pop. Look at that. Made in the USA right there.
I like it. This is kind of like a... That's like almost looks like the old stereo font.
Well, that's Chris Pastris and Mark Pensa did this logo.
I think it's cool.
Look what I got.
You got the mustard.
I got the Musca Rising Sun. Also, on that Quincy Woodwrights Michigan wood. I was going to do a giveaway with this board, but I'm keeping it. So.
That looks cool.
Yeah, there you go. That was a gift from me.
What was your favorite Musca move? You know what mine was? The
I liked when you could
frontside cab,
stash flip. Stuff in the tongue of your shoe.
Yeah, the mustache pocket.
Oh, you mean skate trick? No, yeah, the Musca flip.
I wasn't as big of a fan of the weird Musca flip as I was like his frontside cab kick flip.
Yeah. Musca's just, he's on a roll. He's announcing events. He's got a board drop from the Folklore Project. He's killing it. This is I got a challenge for you. This is super easy skateboarding contest.
Cool.
It's called hashtag Day One Did It. Okay, so Day One's songs, we know he's done tricks nobody else has done. He's still pushing himself to do more. To celebrate Day One's contribution to skateboarding, Transworld Skateboarding is teaming up with Adidas and inviting skaters to show us their best Day One inspired tricks. Hashtag Day One Did It.
I think that we should go and just watch Cheese and Crackers, and maybe we can go figure out some of that stuff this afternoon.
You could take your wheel off and try to do a blunt wheel fly off.
Oh my God.
Kickflip in. I mean, he's invented and done hundreds of tricks that no one else in the world has ever done.
All that stuff that he did it at San Pedro, before they tore it. Is it gone? San Pedro's gone, yeah.
I think it's still there, but there's like debris in the city filled it.
That whole little part that he filmed at San Pedro when it was like being taken apart, like on that tight ass.
Oh, that.
Dude.
DIY tranny.
He's so crazy good.
Back to Cheese and Crackers. Watch that again. this is never been done, never will be done. Nobody will ever skate a mini ramp. I would say Shane O'Neill, maybe Chris Haslam, right there. No one skates a mini ramp like Daewon. The tricks that he does, you can't do. But you don't have to be Daewon to enter this contest.
You know who,
do a Daewon inspired
trick.
I want
to see dudes that we know that are really good. Like, I think Alf.
Oh, my God. Obviously, Alf just posted a video of him doing a pressure flip.
I saw it.
On,
like, with a little shuffle.
That was so good.
But I'm just saying, like, that we do know people. Like, Chris Haslam, like, could do some Daewon moves. I'm
but
just
this
saying,
is
like,
for anybody. Yeah.
I know, but I just think it'd be cool to see, like, the gnarly pros. Like you're saying, like, you get out there and... You know, you get some of the super hot shot techie. Shane O'Neill would be a great one. You've seen some of his stuff from his mini ramp in his backyard.
Yeah.
Like, to get him just to do, like, some dedicated Daewon tricks. Like, you know, show Daewon doing it and show them.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really cool.
Well, there's some, I mean, the high-level street skaters are so gnarly. I had a session a couple weeks ago. I was with the Club Midnight homies. Chris Cole was there. And
at
one point, we were just kind of messing around, and we actually were asking him questions about, like, how to do tricks, and we were going,
this is like 7:30 in the morning.
This is like
Poots Park.
Messing around. It was midday.
Oh, midday.
And we were saying, I was like, what is it? I go, where do you put your feet for an inward heel flip? And he's like, oh, you just put, and he just, bam, does it. And he's like, oh, there's a switch. You know, and it's like, name a trick.
But that's,
and
that,
he does it.
That's what's rad about, like, Chris and, I'll also say Andrew Cannon's like that too. Like, those are the dudes that you can straight up, you don't feel dumb asking them, like, okay, look.
Hey, how do we
do I want to do this. Like, what, give me a trick tip.
Yeah. And more often than not, their trick tips absolutely work. There's a certain level, like, okay, once you start getting into, like, you know, for me, it's like switch, hard flip, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, harder advanced tricks, like, I have no chance.
Do you remember, like, any time in your past where, like, one of the older kids has, like, helped you learn something by telling you something?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it goes way back to first, like, the first ollies of simply hanging your heel off the back of your tail,
mm-hmm.
you know, to, like, help you pop more.
Right.
And then rolling your foot. Like, the first tips that I got from guys at, you know, like, McGill's skate park or in the parking lot of Street Life Skate
Shop.
Did you
get, like, really bad advice?
More than in, like, fashion.
Oh.
You know,
I had
bad fashion advice.
This will stick with me for the rest of my life. Is I remember it was one summer and I was trying to learn eggplants.
Okay.
And this older guy that was lived in the town with us is like,
he lived in a van by the river.
Pretty much, dude. He could already do them. And I was like, if you don't skate vert or don't know tranny that well, eggs are really weird. Like, to wrap your brain around how to, like, you're going to do an invert on the opposite arm.
Right.
And his advice to me was do an indie air onto your arm. Worst fucking advice you can ever
give.
You
break
someone.
Your arm?
No.
That advice? But
no,
like,
but
you
I
could.
Landed on my neck on the coping. First one.
I landed on my neck.
I figured it out.
I woke up in the flat bottom. Listen, in a sling.
All I can tell you is if you're trying
don't
to.
Don't do that.
If you're trying to learn eggplants, alley-oop them a little bit. That's what I can tell you.
Alley-oop eggplants. Okay.
So don't do an indie
again,
air.
That's very advanced.
No, it's not. Like, you don't have to alley-oop them a lot. You just kind of, like,
slight.
Almost go straight up, but the other direction.
Trick tips.
There you go.
Todd Richards.
Done.
I love ThrasherMagazine.com's rough cuts. And the Pedro Delfino Am Scramble rough cut is ridiculous. That's it. That's news. Classic Tales is back. You know, Vans. They do their animated...
Oh, who's,
true stories.
Who's the subject?
Elijah Burrell has one that just came out a couple days ago that's amazing.
What is it up?
This is one of my favorite series.
What is it up?
Well, he talks about being
peek.
In a chase, like getting chased. And he's in a fight for his life. Mm. Classic Tales. I think the best one of the, I would say probably the best one that I heard was about Christian Hosoi and a couple of his buddies. They got on some hallucinogens in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. And it's all animated, all funny, yeah.
And They were in a hotel room just partying their asses off, and somehow they started folding paper airplanes out of a phone book. And the phone book was 500 pages or something. These guys got super into it. When you're on drugs, things like that.
Throwing them out the window.
They're throwing them out the balcony. And after an hour or however long, they get a knock on the door. It's the cops, and they're going, ugh! And they're like, come out to the balcony. Bring these guys out the balcony. They look down. The whole park is covered in paper airplanes. And so And the coolest part about it, they didn't get in trouble. They just had to go clean the park. It's amazing.
And it's just cool with the animation.
And so, was speaking of Christian Asoy, was it, is that tattoo on his face real, or is that, was that an April Fool's?
I think it's an April Fool's.
It looked real.
I don't know, though. It looked super
real. I didn't even recheck. I just said, cool. Good for you, Christian. I
mean, would it shock you?
No. Pretty sick. I mean, hey.
I think it's an April Fool's. And then, yeah, I don't know. April Fool's fucking sucks.
I love April Fool's.
So dumb.
This is kind of a music / skate news. This is the year where we celebrate 20 years, the 20th anniversary of the first CKY video. Well, let's see if we can do that together. One, two, three.
CKY. I know, because I already did it.
So up at Jenkum right now, there's an interview with Jess Margera.
Are they still? Is CKY still a band?
Yeah. They just played a couple months ago.
Are they still on? Does Volcom still have a music label?
Yeah,
they do.
The Line, CKY. There's a Heartless Bastards. I know there's a bunch of bands still.
You know, the Line. The Line is going to be playing at Danny Davis's Peace Park.
There you go.
Ryan,
they are
like
Emmergard. The ultimate snowboard event band.
Well, it's because Ryan runs a show at Volcom now.
Well, and the Line also played every snow event ever.
And Ryan was a pro shred.
There you go.
There you go.
I thought I saw Ryan the other day, but all I know is the Line.
I see his
still
sister
rips
all the time.
As hard as ever. Anything else for skate news, Todd? Other than your new skateboard, are you going to set it up or are you going to wall hang it?
Wasn't there a contest?
Are you going to set it up or wall hang it?
What, my new
the board,
skateboard?
The J. Lee board.
I'm going to set it up.
So let's set it up and skate.
But wait, wasn't there a contest? I feel like there was a contest recently or
something.
When are you going to China?
May.
Yeah,
Vans Park Series starts in just a couple weeks. Very excited. Can't wait to get back out there on the Park Series tour. It's going to be fun.
Cool.
Well, what? Phoenix Am happened,
oh, yeah.
But we talked about that. Yeah. So,
all right.
Let's move on to snow news. Snow news is presented by K2 and the K2 TT snow surfer boot. Todd, you've snow surfed before. I've never done it. It seems like snow surfing is bigger than ever. Like, this was the year.
Well, you have to
snow
be,
surfing broke.
It's the full back.
It's elitist.
It's not really elitist. Anyone can do it. You don't need to have.
But you need good snow.
You have to have some decent snow. You have to be willing to go and earn it. You know, you have to
earn your
hike
turns.
Up. Earn your turns, bro.
So I've never tried a K2 TT snow surfer boot. What's the difference between a snow surfer boot and a normal standard snowboard boot?
They're looser.
They're like hiking boots.
You want to have your snow surf boot be like a
skate shoe.
Skate shoe.
Okay.
So you want to have it be so it's nice and soft. And I just loosen my boots.
You loosen.
I loosen my boots up a lot, and I kind of just ride them floppy.
So. Again, I've never snow surfed. I know you did a lot of snow surfing.
Stand there and kind
of
go.
So do you? There's grip,
you're,
right? There's
but your feet, you're.
There's nothing attached.
No, but your feet move.
And how, like, what level, like, how good a snowboard do you have to be? Does the snow have to be?
It helps if you know how to turn a snowboard.
Okay.
It helps if it's powder. Once you get into like variable conditions where it's like, you know, chunky or then it's sketch.
Just ride a snowboard.
Hard pack, straight out. You don't want even.
Don't do it.
No.
Okay.
But it's fun. Like
so maybe not ideal for spring riding, unless you're somewhere
maybe
powdery.
If it's soft. It has to be soft.
Soft, okay.
Soft snow.
Well, I want to try it.
Anyway.
Then I'm going to have to wait
that.
Half a year for that. Last Resort with Stan just dropped a new episode. I think that's the best snowboard podcast / video series there is.
It's very fun.
Wait, it's not a podcast. It's a series.
It's a series. It's great.
Tell me about Last Resort with Stan. I know you're homies with Stan.
Well, it's... Stan LaValle.
Oh, that's his name? Yeah. Just Stan?
His name is Justin.
Okay.
But they call him Stan. Even his mom calls him Stan, apparently.
Really?
So it's kind of like a funny, like, quirky news show based on what's happening in snowboarding, and he just talks shit, and it's amazing.
I love that he's
smart.
He's survived all the closings and shutdowns. His show's been on a couple different websites. He just keeps...
He's surviving and putting them out. You only survive in that category if you're smart and you can diss people, but it's like it's in fun and it's but it has to be like come from like intelligent dissing. Like
you can't just be shit talking.
No, you can't just be shit talking. It has to be like
He's also a comedian. So it's like he writes bits. He thinks about things.
Yeah, it's thought out, and he's obviously smart, no, super funny, and he rips snowboarding.
Yeah, he's good too. Yeah, so it's like he grew up back east.
He's got it all.
He's a masshole.
Okay, mm-hmm. Like you.
Just like me.
So if you haven't watched Last Resort with Stan,
it's the new one. It's out from the U.S. Open. It's very funny. There's some pretty hilarious shit in there, pointing out some things that I didn't realize, like the slopestyle course was, if you look at it from above, it's like a woman's vagina.
No way.
It's fucking crazy. I don't know how I didn't notice that while it was happening, but it's like, it's pretty gnarly.
Well, so I'm definitely going
to
watch
one of the highlights of it is he talks to Haley Langland about does she realize that the course looks like a woman's anatomy?
Now that, okay,
above.
Now that takes tact. Mm-hmm. I can appreciate that.
But everyone's down with him, so everyone's down to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
So that was yesterday's big news, or the day before.
A slow down in snow news.
Well, kind of. It's like, you know.
But it's probably going to come back up one
there's
more
a lot,
time.
There's been a lot of, if you're paying attention to your Instagram and you follow the wild kids of snowboarding, there's a lot of fun stuff happening at Seymour Mountain outside of Vancouver right now. Apparently, Seymour has been having some crazy nice weather in Canada. It's been like 20
Bluebird.
Degrees. 20 degrees Celsius. Wait, 20, 40, add 32.
Doing the math here, that's 90
90. Anyways, it's been super nice out and super sunny, and there's been a lot of the homies up there, Brian Fox and Griffin Siebert and Sherbert and all these
Sherbert.
Different Berts. There's a hell of Berts up there, like
Orange Sherbert,
getting stuff done,
Rainbow Sherbert,
filming fun stuff. DC just dropped another episode of Transitors, and this was from Russia, and you can see everyone's favorite Finn, Ika Backstrom, taking it back to the streets where he came from.
Rad. Yeah, I saw Ika, I think a week or so after he got back, and he said, Russia's weird.
Yeah, but it's like...
I'm like, how was it? He's like, it's weird.
Russia's like Finland's Canada.
Whoa, that could be a t-shirt.
Russian is Finland's Canada?
Russia, Finland's Canada.
Well, it's like, I think that part of Scandinavia is more influenced by Russia than it is by Sweden and Norway.
Okay.
For sure.
All right.
You know?
I've never been to Russia. I want to go.
Wasn't Finland part of Russia at one point? I don't know. I'm just making up shit now. But anyways, it's fun to see those guys go and take it to the streets. And
street snowboarding to me is so scary.
Well, yeah, because the consequences.
There's so many edges.
Yeah.
And falling on cement when it's cold is just so much worse.
You ever slap your hand on cement in the winter?
It's the worst. That is like the worst feeling there is.
Ugh, not cool. Well, I don't know. Snowboarding.
Not cool. I mean, that's exactly the sentiment we're looking at because it's warming up. It's spring.
It's spring. And once again, we got Peace Park is coming up.
We've just been talking. Peace Park's coming up.
Peace Park's
eventually
coming
it's going to happen.
Holy
we're
Bully's
excited
coming
for
up. Someone told me yesterday that Holy Bully is going to charge the riders. But I don't know if that
good.
Was April Fool's or not.
Oh, yeah, that was April Fool's.
You think
sure.
so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I could fully see it happening because the amount of snow sculpting it takes to run Holy Bully, because it's not like you can run a cat through there. This is all hand-shaped everything.
Right.
So in order to get the people there to take care of the obstacles, it wouldn't really surprise me if they charged the riders to ride it.
Well, you know what? I would say tip your feature sculptor. You know what I'm saying? These pro snowboarders, a lot of the top riders get paid a lot of money. Break off a 20 for the dude that's shaping
but
the park.
See, that's not with Holy Bully. You have to dig. Like, you get done riding and it's like, bring your shovel because you got to go back up there and you got to clean these up. And that's different than any other event. Can you imagine riding the pipe and then it's a contest and like, all right, well, I know you guys are beat, but you got to come back up and we got to shape this thing. I mean, that's kind of how it used to be back in the day, but not now.
Yeah,
because like, everything is so automated and
so some people
digital.
That are more likely to have a whinge probably won't do it because I don't shovel much.
Yeah, totally. But typically you won't see those people with the whinge even showing up there.
Right.
It's kind of like
but this is the coolest probably course
it's one
that
of
you're gonna see
well,
of the
like,
year.
It's like that and Rat Race that comes up at Mount Hood in late June, early July, and that's another DIY. Bring your rake, bring your shovel, because these dudes expect you
bring
to
your bong.
To bring your back, because you gotta bust your back out there with everybody else.
Earn your burns, brah.
Earn your burns.
Cool. There's snow news?
Yeah, whatever.
Any?
Nope.
Okay.
Don't care.
now let's go take it to Nerd News.
Yes!
Nerd News brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea. Right there, what's up? If you see me on the street, I have this for you. It's $10.
Wow.
Don't at me.
Ten.
I got a couple of those.
You got 40 Panikin bucks.
Coffee and Tea right here at Encinitas, California. Should we have a
contest? Why don't we do a contest?
A giveaway?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you propose? Nerd News.
If you can draw Chris and I in cartoon form.
Okay. There's the contest. You draw us a logo for Mass Podcast.
We need a logo for our podcast because I'm sick of making cat memes. Sorry.
You love making cat memes.
I do.
Hey, here's my first thing for Nerd News. I haven't been able to sleep for months because I saw that this was happening. I am about to open. This is unboxing right here. This unboxing is hot with the kids. This is just one of the sets. Vans Bowie. I got the checkered high tops. Look at that.
What are the other ones look like?
They're all kind of.
No one can even see it. It's hiding behind your.
They're all shout out to. There it is. The Vans Bowie high top checker that is. Beautiful embroidered Bowie with the lightning bolt.
Is that what? What album is that from?
That's
not like pre. Is it Ziggy Stardust?
Yeah, this is the Ziggy Stardust one. There's Aladdin Sane. There's Hunky Dory. This is the best collab I've ever seen. Vans, two of my favorite things: Vans and David Bowie together. And those are not for sale. Those are not for giveaway. Those are for me.
Those are cool. Vans been doing some pretty damn good collabs.
Yeah, thank you to Jive Ass James for those.
Nice.
And Vans is actually going to be doing a takeover at the BSR Surf Resort soon. We're going to see some sick footage from the Vans team.
They're there right now.
They're just going to keep taking it over.
When is Vans going to sponsor the podcast?
I know. What's up?
Come on.
They sponsor me with shoes. That's cool.
You guys are just hemorrhaging money.
I got something for you, Todd.
Go ahead.
I know you like Bill Murray. I know you like Steve Buscemi.
So
Jim Jarmusch, new zombie film. The Dead Don't Die.
Now, is this
three bespectacled police officers, Bill Murray, Adam Driver, Chloe Savini, and a strange Scottish morgue expert, Tilda Swinton, who's a freak. They band together to take on the undead.
Well, I saw the preview yesterday.
Are you excited?
Is this the same guy who did Zombieland?
Was it? No. Jim Jarmusch.
What did he do before?
Has done your phone died?
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's kind of in the same vein as Zombieland, like comedy zombie.
Yeah.
Like
zombie.
Zombie. Shaun of the Dead, kind of.
Yeah, I think so.
But it's like I think it's gonna be really funny. Like the Bill Murray is.
I mean, anything with Bill Murray, you're like, yes.
Got Kylo Ren. What's his name?
Adam Driver.
Adam Driver's in it too.
So there's more. Supposedly the cameos in this movie are out of control. Steve Buscemi.
I can't wait.
RZA, Selena Gomez, Tom Waits, Danny Glover.
June 14th.
Rosie Perez and Iggy Pop is even in it.
June 14th. So get your tickets now. Get your tickets now. Today the tickets went on sale for Avengers Endgame.
And they're sold out.
I got two tickets. For Monday. I couldn't even get him during the weekend.
This Monday?
No. This is April 25th.
2 weeks from now. Three weeks from now.
Almost May 1st.
Wow.
I can't wait, dude.
I love that even just in the past couple of years that you've been able to pre-buy movie tickets.
It's kind of a pain in the ass, though.
It is, but you're guaranteed to get a good seat. Because I remember being a kid and going to new
but
releases
that was like
and
half
having
of the fun,
sit.
Dude. Like I remember, like back in the day, and this is like some old timey shit.
Oh, here we go.
But okay, so with like you know, because we go to Cinépolis strictly around here. How do you say it?
Cinépolis.
But you know when they have
Cinépolis.
That's how they say it.
Cinépolis.
Cinépolis. Cinépolis.
It's a.
Why are we?
It was invent. They started out in Mexico. Yeah.
But why do we all say Cinépolis? It's not even fucking spelled that way.
Cinépolis.
But we all say Cinépolis.
Well, let's start saying Cinépolis.
Right, but even, listen, if you live in Southern California and there's a Cinépolis near you,
yeah,
we've been saying Cinépolis since it showed up here. Okay, but in the actual like previews, they have one person saying Cinépolis and they have another person saying Cinépolis. So how the hell are we supposed to know what you say?
Life's hard, you know, sometimes.
I'll tell you what, though.
Life's hard sometimes.
It's really hard to go back to a movie theater where they don't bring you food and you're not sitting in a giant Lazy Boy.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I went to an older theater, and I was sitting there waiting. Like, I have to get up and get my popcorn. Okay, this sucks.
Sorry, but I digress. So where were we? Okay, so
Avengers
back in the day when it would be like Star Wars or the Avengers or any of these movies were coming out, you would get in line to get tickets. And if it was like, okay, I have vivid memories of when Return of the Jedi came out in the theater, taking the bus down to Worcester, Mass, where it was like a 20-minute bus ride from where I grew up.
So you had to time this out.
Right. So the movie was at 1. We were in line at 9 a.m. and there was already like 40 people
in line.
It's
fun. Sometimes being in line is fun.
Yeah.
Anyway. We used to, tell me if you guys did this, and if you out there did this, message me or something. We used to take the windshield wiper fluid tube off and put a pen cap on it and put a rubber band on it and then face it that way and drive by the line at the movie theaters and spray everybody in line until we did it one time and we sprayed these vatos.
Oh, shit.
And they were not psyched. They were pissed.
What happened?
They started chasing us.
But you were in a car?
We were in a car, but we were in a parking lot.
Oh, God.
So it was close. So don't do that. But
we used to go and, like, this is like when I was a little older and you would say we had to go to the bathroom and one person would go in and save seats. He'd sneak in and then would all sneak in. Everyone would say they'd have to go to the bathroom and you'd have to like Mission Impossible into the theater.
Oh, that's rad.
That was pretty, like everyone kind of had like their ways to get in.
Last week I was at the movies and I did the popcorn trick.
With yourself?
Yeah, I was by myself at the movies.
I've gone to the movies by myself a lot, actually.
You actually got me a single ticket to Rogue One?
Maybe. Do I have an extra?
You gave me a single ticket to a movie.
Care.
Thank you for that.
Like, I don't,
that's why I did the popcorn trick to myself.
No, I don't care. I'll go. Like, I don't need, especially with these new movie theaters.
I don't
where
want
it's like
someone
you're in
talking
a,
to
right,
me during the movie.
Like, great. Like, I'm going to sit here and chat with you. No, like, shut up. I'm going
to
watch this.
I don't even like when people talk to me during the previews.
True.
Like, don't. I'm there for a reason. It's the same reason why I go to a lot of shows by myself. If it's a band I love, and maybe some of my friends don't love them as much as I do, I'm alone. I don't.
Do you think this is like an older thing? Like, I mean,
no.
But I think about it. Like, I would never go to the movies by myself when I was like younger.
I feel like there's, and I don't want to say it takes a certain type of person,
or just don't care anymore.
But I don't know. I mean, it was more of a social thing to go to the movies. Now it's like we go to the movies to get away from all this shit.
I might have told this story before, but I had a nightmare experience like that once.
What?
So I was in Oregon, and I was waiting for a bunch of dudes to fly in that we were all going to go up to Mount Hood and film. And I was like, fuck it. I'll just go see a movie by myself. And it was like mid-matinee, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I like where this is going.
I sit down in an empty fucking movie theater.
Yeah.
Like one dude. Some dude walks in and sits down right next to me. Like, there's nobody in the theater. Like, not a fucking soul in the theater. And the dude sits right next to me. And I was like, okay, well, so I move, obviously, after I get his number. And I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe that's like a signal. Like,
that you moved.
No, no, no. Like, that's like a thing. Like, you go to the matinee and you sit by yourself. And could be like shooting up a flare of like popcorn trick me.
So
it was creepy.
Nothing happened though.
No, I was weirded out.
Then how's that a nightmare? You should be happy that this guy found you attractive enough to come and sit.
But
by
I don't know. He maybe. What if he was going to murder me?
Or that? Well, that's kind of, you know, to consider yourself murderable. It's pretty stuck up of you.
Like pretty available.
You must think pretty highly of yourself to consider yourself murderable.
I have a pretty murderable vibe. I think I put it out there.
I mean, I would. I care enough about you to murder you personally because I like you. But
moving right
it's
along.
Pretty, yeah, it's pretty
so anyway,
aggressive.
So, anyway,
so
go
say.
To the movie by yourself or don't. Avengers Endgame is coming out at the end of the month.
But or stay home.
You want to hear about the new show I was watching on Netflix?
This is a Netflix point. Or stay home and watch Netflix, even though they just upped the rate to $15.
Whatever.
It doesn't bother
just
me
pay
at
it.
All.
Just pay it.
Pay it.
Okay, so did you watch the first season of the OA?
No.
Have you ever heard of the OA?
Yes.
Okay.
I've passed by it a million times on Netflix.
Go watch it. I just got done with the second season. The first season kind of left me like, whoa, that was weird.
But is it slow? It's kind of slow.
But listen, it's you kind of got to get through it because season two is a mind fuck. And okay. It's good to the point where like the show ended and you're like, oh, holy fuck. It's like
it's
one of those,
good to the last drop.
Right. Really good.
Okay.
Like it.
I'll do this for you.
Okay.
For you.
What else? Anything else in nerd news?
Other nerd
Should
news.
Should we go to Comic-Con this year? I kind of have an in.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
If you have an in. Now, I've been to Comic-Con probably 8 times. I've never actually been inside Comic-Con.
Oh, it's amazing.
If you have an in, I will go with you.
I wonder if we could do stuff from there.
Yeah, we could record stuff on our phones.
I'm trying to get to the opening of Disney Star Wars Galaxies.
And you have an in there.
I do have an in there. But it's a very coveted in at this point. It's like there's so many people that want to do it. And it's for the friends and family day.
Of
like media day to go.
This is through Nixon, who has a Star Wars watch series collection.
Right. So it's like you'd be like a guest of Lucasfilm. And you would go and you'd get to like experience Star Wars land before the general public goes.
But go on all the rides.
Yeah, but
in
this is another
exhibits.
Like this is another like I'm by myself.
You don't have a guest pass.
See, I don't know if I can get it. Yeah. It's like this is one of those things where like, hey, you can come, you can't bring your family. But then, is it creepier to go to Disney by yourself or creepier to go to a movie by yourself?
I think for a special occasion like that, it's absolutely not creepy. If you're just going to Disney on a normal day by yourself.
That's
you know kind of
creepy.
But you
there's
know what?
People that do that though.
But a lot of people with the passes and stuff, it's like their outlet. Like we go surfing by ourselves all the time.
Yeah, but Disney,
I skate by myself all the time.
If you're like that into Disney and you're older, chances are you're kind of touched a little bit.
By an angel?
I don't know about by an angel.
Or
you've been touched.
I mean, but again, to each his own, there's a lot of things that I do by myself that people would think is real weird. Like, there's things I do by myself that if you saw me doing it, you'd call the police.
Is Goofy a dog?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Then why won't Disney ever come out and say Goofy's a dog?
It's Disney magic. Have you ever been to Club 33?
No, I've heard about that. Tony Hawk has like a membership there.
Yeah. You have to be someone
What do you think
more
happens
special
in there?
Than us. Whatever you want. Honestly, anything goes at Club 33.
I'm so excited to go to the
Star Wars Land.
Cantina at Star Wars Land.
I wonder, so how long do you, because I'm not on the VIP list for Star Wars Land, so how long do I have to wait
until
it's just
it
blown?
It opens up May 31st
yeah.
or whatever. That's when it opens to the public.
And it's going
to
be blown.
I know Disney's already preemptively said that you can't, they've banned smoking in the park, and they've also banned double-wide strollers because they're anticipating such a crazy crowd.
Can I vape?
I don't think you can vape either.
Can I shoot heroin?
Yes, you can still do that.
I'm not going to.
As long as you BYO.
I do that at on my own time. Yeah. I don't do that.
Do you vape heroin? Is that a thing? Can you do that?
I vape Disney juice.
Sweet.
Which is... They sell Disney vapes.
No, they do not.
At Disneyland, in Club 33.
No, they do not.
Ask Tony Hawk.
They sell.
It's like Pirates of the Caribbean flavored vape pens. They're epic.
We should not do this podcast anymore today.
We should stop?
Yep.
All right. Well, that was, you know what? That was a really good episode.
How long was
of
it?
Of the Monday Mass.
How long have we been talking?
Yeah, like 2 hours. It seems
wow.
like forever.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. If you made it this far, we thank you. And thank you to all of our sponsors, Ride List, Active Skin Repair, NanoCraft, K2, Panic and Coffee and Tea, Quincy Woodwrights. Todd, enjoy your new skateboard.
Thanks, bro.
I'm going to enjoy my skateboard.
I'm
going
to go to Mexico.
Shoes,
I won't
my
be here.
Shadow.
I'm
from
not
Pizel.
Going to be here until Wednesday of next week.
I'm
going to
enjoy my
just,
book from
just
both
tell you.
Mr.
Just want to tell you right now.
If you're out there and you want to replace Todd on next week's podcast, hit me up.
Goodbye
Have
now.
Fun.
Bye for now.